In New Hampshire's neighbor, Massachusetts, a federal district court upheld a $675,000 penalty against a Boston University grad student. The student admitted to downloading 31 pirated songs online as a teenager, and the very expensive downloads are today's last word in business. Let's download the story from NPR's Steve Henn.
If you want to listen to Killing Me Softly by the Fugees, it'll cost you $1.29 on iTunes. But for Joel Tannenbaum, Killing Me Softly is going to cost a little bit more, $21,000. That's because this song was one of 31 he put on an illegal pirated playlist back in 2003. Since then, Tannenbaum's gone to college, graduate school, and wrote a PhD dissertation in physics. But his youthful indiscretion has followed him into adulthood. The recording industry sued, won big, and last week a federal judge ruled the verdict will stand.
There's a very low chance that the recording industry will see any money.
Eric Goldman teaches law at Santa Clara University. He says the reason the recording industry won't see any cash is simple. Tannenbaum doesn't have it. But the industry says this suit was always about more than money. They say Tannenbaum was downloading and distributing thousands of songs and wouldn't stop, even after warnings from his father, his college, and a cease and desist letter from Sony. And now, this student and music fan could be facing personal bankruptcy. Steve Henn, NPR News, Silicon Valley.
There is no risk of a penalty if you follow our tweets and Facebook posts. You can follow this program on Twitter at Morning Edition. David Green is at NPR Green, with an E on the end, and I'm at NPR Inskeep. That's the business news on Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm David Green.
Spray paint the vegetables, dog food stalls with the beefcake pantyhose. Kill the headlights and put it in neutral. Stock car flaming with the loser and the cruise control. Babies in Reno with the vitamin D. Got a couple of couches. Sleep on the love seat.